Saturday, January 31st, Memorial of St. John Bosco, Confessor. The Epistle from the Letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let your modesty be known to all men. The Lord is nigh. Be in nothing solicitous, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. For the rest, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever modest, whatsoever just, whatsoever holy, whatsoever lovely, whatsoever of good fame, if there be any virtue, if any praise of discipline, think on these things. The things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, these do ye, and the God of peace shall be with you. Haydock Commentary. The Apostle enumerates general precepts of morality which they ought to practice. Whatsoever things are true, in words, in promises, in lawful oaths, he commands rectitude of mind and sincerity of heart. Whatsoever things are modest, by these words he prescribes gravity in manners, modesty in dress, and decency in conversation. Whatsoever things are just, that is, in dealing with others, in buying or selling, in trade or business, be fair and honest. Whatsoever things are holy, by these words may be understood that those who are in a religious state, professed or in holy orders, should lead a life of sanctity and chastity according to the vows they make. But these words, being also applied to those in the world, indicate the virtuous life they are bound by the divine commandments to follow. Whatsoever things are amiable, that is, to practice those good offices in society that procure us the esteem and goodwill of our neighbors. Whatsoever things are of good repute, that is, that by our conduct and behavior we should edify our neighbors and give them good example by our actions. If there be any virtue, if there be any practice of discipline, that those in error, by seeing the morality and good discipline of the true religion, may be converted. And finally, the Apostle commands not only the Philippians, but all Christians, to think on these things, that is, to make it their study and concern, that the peace of God might be with them. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. At that time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, Who thinkest thou is the greater in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus, calling unto him a little child, set him in the midst of them, and said, Amen, I say to you, unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, he is the greater in the kingdom of heaven. And he that shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. Haydock Commentary. This altercation for superiority among the apostles, whilst they were on their road to Judea, might have arisen from another cause besides the precedence given by Jesus Christ to Peter previously. A report prevailed among the disciples that Jesus Christ would soon die, and they wished to know who would be the first when he was gone. Or, expecting that by his future resurrection he would enter into full possession of his temporal kingdom, they wished to learn which of them should be the greater in this new and glorious state. Ye shall have no place in my kingdom of glory, in heaven, where none shall find admittance but they that are truly humble. Our Lord in this and the next chapter teaches us, first, to sit down in the lowest place, second, to bear patiently with our neighbor, third, not to scandalize a weak brother, fourth, mildly to correct him when faulty, and fifth, to forgive him when repentant. Humble souls who are little in their own eyes are so dear and closely united to the Almighty that Christ declares them to be the most acceptable, the first in merit, not highest in authority or dignity either in church or state, as some idle fanatics pretend. The kingdom of heaven is not the reward of ambition, but the boon of simplicity and humility. He that shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. To receive, in the style of the Scriptures, is to honor and favor, to be charitable and kind to anyone. Who does not here admire the great goodness of God? Jesus, knowing that he was soon to leave the world, and that his disciples would no longer have it in their power to manifest their charity for him by their kind services, substitutes the poor in his place, declaring that if they receive or honor them, they receive Christ himself. What greater proof can we wish for the merit of good works?